This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Agitating Teachers Federation vows to continue demonstration until government addresses all demands. Government spokesperson and communication minister Prithibi Subbagurung says teachers' demands will be addressed within few days. Opposition parties call for immediate discussion in parliament on ongoing agitation by teachers and doctors. Downey section of Narangarh Butwal Road closed for 15 more days for expansion work. And Canada's Liberal Party leader Mark Carney wins historic election, says US President Trump will never break Canadians. Now the news in detail. The talks between the government and the agitating teachers' federation ended on a positive note. The discussions held at the Ministry of Education and Simhadrabar yesterday night were led by Education Minister Raghuji Panta and Federation Chair Lakshmi Kishore Subedi. Both sides acknowledge that some issues still need further discussion before reaching a final agreement. Education Minister Panta expressed optimism, saying the government is committed to resolving the matter soon, particularly with the upcoming grade 12 examination scheduled to take place on time. He added that the Teachers' Federation has also shown a positive attitude in this regard. Federation Chair Subedi said the talks covered a wide range of concerns and emphasized that their ongoing agitation would continue until all issues are fully resolved. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithibi Subbagurung, has stated that the teachers' demands will be addressed within a few days. Teachers from across the country have been protesting in Kathmandu for more than 3 weeks, calling for the introduction of a new School Education Act. Meanwhile, the opposition parties have called for an immediate discussion in the House of Representatives on the ongoing agitation by teachers and doctors. Chief Whip of the main opposition party CPN Mao Center, Hitraj Pandey, demanded that a motion of urgent public importance registered in Parliament be placed on the agenda. He emphasized the need for a government response to the demands of both protesting teachers and doctors who were advocating for their professional rights. Several opposition MPs stood and sought time for Speaker Debraj Gimare in support for the motion. Chief Whip of ruling CPN UML Mahesh Burdwala responded by stating that the government is actively working to resolve the issues raised by the agitating groups. During the session, lawmakers urged the government to address the legitimate demands of teachers and ensure that schools can operate smoothly without disruption. The Downey section of the Narangarh Butwal Road along the East-West Highway will remain closed for 6 hours each night for another 15 days. According to the Road Projects Directorate, the road will be closed from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. until May 14th, as the road expansion work has not yet been completed. Earlier, the nighttime closure was scheduled only until April 28th. Previously, traffic was halted for 4 hours in the afternoon over a 5-day period to facilitate the construction. District Traffic Police Chief Inspector Janak Banjara has urged drivers to use alternative routes. The Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority has filed a corruption case against 9 individuals, including the Chief Administrative Officer of Dhankol Rural Municipality in Sarulahi. The case, registered at the Special Court, accuses Chief Administrative Officer Krishna Mohan Prasad Saha, Engineer Upendra Prasad Saha, Assistant Mohammad Rafiq and Sub-Engineer Sahin Jan Kumar Singh of misappropriating 779,000 rupees during the construction of an agricultural road. CIA spokesperson Rajendra Kumar Podel said all the individuals charged include the municipality's accountant and the chairman, secretary and treasurer of the local consumer committee. The anti-graft body claims the accused were involved in financial irregularities and falsely claimed funds during the project execution. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Leader Mark Carney's Liberal Party has won the Canadian election. According to the BBC, it remains too close to call whether he will secure a majority in Parliament or will have to rely on other parties to govern. In his victory speech, Carney told supporters that US President Trump is trying to break them so that America can own them, saying that will never ever happen.
As I've been warning for months, America wants our land, our resources, our water, our country. Never. But these are not idle threats. President Trump is trying to break us so that America can own us. That will never ever happen.
The Canadian Prime Minister said when he sits down with Trump, he will make clear that Canada has many other options on which to build prosperity. Defeated Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre says hard lessons have been learned. He promised to work with the Liberal government in countering Trump's trade war and annexation threats. The projected result is a stunning turnaround for the Liberal Party, which was languishing in the polls just 3 months ago, before Carney replaced Justin Trudeau as leader and US President Trump upended relations and became the defining issue of the campaign. Spain's power has almost fully been restored and substations in Portugal are being brought back online after Monday's mass blackouts. According to the BBC, the massive power outage showed widespread disruption and a state of emergency remains in place in Spain. It is said that the cause of the power cuts are still unknown. Portugal's Prime Minister Luis Montenegro says there is no indication of a cyber attack, while Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez warns against speculation. North Korea has for the first time confirmed that it sent troops to fight for Russia against Ukraine. In a report on a state news agency, KCNA, Pyongyang's military claimed its soldiers helped Russian forces completely liberate the Kursk border region, according to an order given by leader Kim Jong-un. According to the BBC, Pyongyang's announcement comes just days after Russian chief of staff Valery Gerasimov praised the heroism of North Korean troops, the first time Moscow has publicly acknowledged their involvement. Western officials had earlier claimed that they believed at least 1,000 of the 11,000 troops sent from North Korea had been killed over 3 months. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi, Bagmati and Gondki provinces, along with the partly cloudy to generally cloudy in the hilly region of the country, and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi, Bagmati and Gondki provinces, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gondki provinces. With this, we have almost completed the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Agitating Teachers Federation vows to continue demonstration until government addresses all demands. Government spokesperson and Communication Minister Prithvi Subbagurun says teachers' demands will be addressed within few days. Opposition parties call for immediate discussion in Parliament on ongoing agitation by teachers and doctors. Downe section of Narangut Butwal Road closed for 15 more days for expansion work, and Canada's Liberal Party leader Mark Carney wins historic election, says US President Trump will never break Canadians. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.